This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Melissa Smith. How are you, Melissa?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
And Melissa is the CEO of WEX. This is one of the larger fintech company that really is driving technology among a lot of the major growth sectors in America, from fleet into healthcare, finance, corporations. Talk about what WEX is, and I have to say, full disclosure, I mean, when I start doing my research, you are doing amazing things, but I was not really that familiar with the name WEX.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot, and I think that is in part because we do business with other businesses, so ultimately we'll touch a consumer in some cases, but what we do is provide payment technology into lots of different specific industries, and you talked about some of them. In healthcare, if you have an HSA account or an FSA account, we're probably the technology that sits behind that to make sure that you're spending money on things that are really tax acceptable. If you have a business that happens to have vehicles, where we might be the people that are providing the technology that allow you to pay for things for that vehicle, like fuel or service. You can kind of run across the gamut. If you book a hotel online with Expedia, we're probably the technology that's making a payment on behalf of Expedia to all the hotels in the world. Highly integrated, very technology-based.
And you and I have spoken before that you'll be on an airplane and someone will see WEX and they'll say, oh, we use you.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting because I think both things are true. The brand, you know, because it's not consumer-based, we don't have as much recognition yet. If we're being used by somebody, we have a high degree of recognition, and that happens all the time to me. I'll be on an airplane, and they'll say, hey, I see that logo. I use your product, and I get to talk to them about, okay, tell me about your experience. How was it? It's just great.
Let's talk about in a world where AI and all types of technology, cloud and edge, are driving significant change. How is technology driving forward a technology company like you, like WEX?
Yeah, the technology has always been a place where we compete, and we do that in the respect that everything we do is integrated. Now it might be integrated through an API. Our platforms now sit in the cloud, largely, which allows us to do development quicker. And so as technology has changed, it has allowed us to increase the speed of deployment of new product capability to our customers. AI is, it's really exciting because then it allows us to be more scientific about when we're rolling out new product features or how we're servicing a customer. As an example, we rolled out a bot into our healthcare customers, and what that allowed us to do is increase the customer satisfaction rates, but also lift some of the calls that were going into our call center. So it was kind of a twofer. It made our customers happier, but it made us much more efficient.
You mentioned the word compete. Now, you have over 5,000 employees, about a little over $1.7 billion in revenue. When you use the word compete, what is the differentiator of why you'd say, here's what WEX does better than anyone else in the world?
Yeah. Our business has grown organically. And I would say it's a foundation of we do a really good job making sure that the products that we have are differentiated. It sits on really strong technology, but as we're bringing to market new features and functions, it's allowing our customers to do things that they can't do with other companies. So that gives us a competitive advantage. And as we continue to roll out new products and features each and every year, it just creates a bigger gap competitively. You can see that with our customer wins. On top of that, we have really deep relationships with both our employees and our customers. It's one of our cultural values. And you can see that play out with 20, 30-year customer relations. And we have a lot of contracts that will renew for 10-year contracts, which is kind of unheard of in the marketplace, but it's something that we continue to do. And I think that's because there's just a lot of trust with the brand, with the relationships they have, that we're going to take care of our customers, first and foremost.
Or you work with a number of organizations, a number of verticals. Are there any types of industries where you could not work with them? You pretty much work with everyone who's looking for expertise in payment technology.
We focus on verticals because by focusing, we can create very specific, competitive advantages. But that said, if you look across our customer base, we're really servicing almost every SIC there is, certainly in the United States, but even outside of the United States.
Yeah, and I mean, I know you work with like Exxon, Enterprise, Bank of America, a number of the major players in the economy.
We do, but also really small companies. It's some of the things that I actually like. So we might do business with a local landscaper who, we're meeting their needs, and then or a startup company, and then we can pivot and work with some of the biggest companies in the world. So there's a scalability to what we do, which I think is really, it's really interesting, and that's what you hear from people. They put the technology in, it scales as they grow, and there's a benefit for both of us in that.
Let's now shift over to the cultures, because you seem, everything I've read, you have this great culture. You encourage people to disagree, but at the end of the day, they're all really aligned. Talk about your philosophies on building this culture.
It's interesting because people talk a lot about diversity, and I think diversity of thought is something that we think highly of. I think highly of. I've recruited people who have very different skills and backgrounds, meaning they could have worked for only small companies or only big companies, or over half our team was born outside the United States. And I know what I like about that is that when you're actually in the middle of a strategic conversation, people see that same issue or same goal from very different viewpoints. And so I think we get a better result from that. But you have to allow the tension of that to play out. And then once you come to a resolution, that has to be like a definitive resolution. This is what we're all agreeing on, and then we're going to go do. But I just have found that we end up with a better product, a better result, even if it's uncomfortable in the period of time that we're developing it.
Well, let me ask you, when you encourage people to disagree and stuff like that, do people at a certain point say, okay, we know it's about the issues, it's not about the people, and after a while, everyone starts coming around? Or I'm just wondering the whole dynamic, because a lot of CEOs just want peace in the company.
I think that's an important point, that it's okay to debate the issue, but you don't personalize it. And I think that's a really important distinction. It also, I will be in a, let's say I'm doing a all company meeting in one part of our company. I've gone to visit or location. I call them the finger pointing moments, when someone in the crowd will let me tell you what I think.
Right.
And I remember in that moment, I have to just breathe, because it's uncomfortable for me. I'm in front of the room and someone's giving me, potentially a different perspective, but I, in that moment, when I tell myself, this is what you want. You actually want to hear from people. You want them to feel like they have a voice. And it doesn't mean I have to agree with them, which is another point I'll make. I'm okay with getting your input, but it doesn't mean I agree or I'm going to do what you tell me. But I want to hear your perspective. And that plays out in a way that, people hear positional power doesn't mean as much at WEX as maybe it does at other companies. You actually kind of have to earn your spot. And I like that. I feel like it's a more of a level playing field.
If anyone wants to learn more about WEX, what's the website?
WexInc.com.
And that's WEXINC.com.
It is.
This is Robert Reese. We're speaking on the CEO show with Melissa Smith, the CEO of WEX. And we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about a fascinating first year as CEO and having your first baby at the same time, and how you sort of balance that. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company.
Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you can listen commercial-free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email john@theceoforumgroup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Melissa Smith, who is the CEO of WEX, who is a leader in payment technologies, working in all types of industries, starting with a lot of fleet and transportation, doing major stuff in healthcare, but works with all types of organizations, a lot of the top ones, as well as smaller organizations. We've heard about a great culture, and that finger pointing is actually good. But now let's go into something really challenging. So it's 2014. Here you are. You've been with the organization for 17 years. You become CEO at the same year you have your first child. That's major change. What did you learn from that experience?
I like to say, actually, I think I became pregnant the same moment I became CEO because I had my son in September. I learned how supportive people can be. One of the things that was unique for me, I had expected women to be supportive. I was surprised when we did research. We couldn't find another example of a woman who had become pregnant at that point in time and was a public company CEO ever, right? So it caused us to have to think about a bunch of things from a disclosure standpoint that we hadn't had to think about, before. But I expected women to be supportive. What I hadn't expected is men. What I got for support with men, particularly with daughters. I just got an influx of emails and letters, and so one of my takeaways from that was, just how good people can be, and how supportive they can be. That it certainly bonded me more to the employees. As I had to, I was talking about something that was really private to me with the whole workforce of, becoming pregnant, becoming a first-time mom, taking maternity leave, all these things that, people hadn't really thought of before. I would say that true on the investor front, too. Investors were great and really supportive of the fact that I was going to be out on a maternity leave and that I was going to be, new in this role. And I think that other thing I'd say is I'd learned that, there's this depth to yourself when you get into a situation and you get pushed. And I'd say that's true during the pandemic as well. When you're in these hard spots is when you really learn what you're made of and you learn exponentially. And for me, just going through all that change at once, when I took over, I had changed the structure of the company, changed the M&A strategy, changed out a number of the people, and I was becoming a first-time mom, so it was just a lot all at once. But I took away from that people are just capable of a lot, not just me, but the people around me, how resilient people are if you're clear about what you want the end to look like. And that's something I keep trying to be, is clear, not just what I want the company to look like, but what I want it to feel like. And part of that is recognizing that people they bring to work every day their whole selves. And that whole self may be me as a new mom, that's trying to figure that out. It may be somebody else that I'm working with that's dealing with an ailing parent or you don't just eliminate that stuff when you come into the workforce. And I think that's a big part of the cultural component, is recognizing the fact that, particularly now, there's not these big barriers between your work life and your home life, and kind of honoring the fact that all coexists.
So what advice do you have to women who want to become CEOs? Let's say they're in an executive position, they want to become a public company CEO.
I think it's really important to have two things. I think it's really important to have sponsors, which is something that I did indirectly. I had sponsors because I wanted to be really good at the job I was doing, which at that point in time I was the CFO when the company went public. And I formed a really strong relationship with the chair of our audit committee, and he became my person who gave me feedback. You know, and he gave me feedback sometimes I didn't like, and my job was just to say thank you and to listen what he had to say. And I feel like that relationship and the relationships I built with other people on the board, along with you know, just executing, mattered. So I would tell people, you know, seek out sponsors, not just one, but multiple people, because they will help you get better and be really open to the feedback that they give you, even if you don't like it. It's really important. And then the last thing I'd say is, you actually, if you're in a line position, you need to run a P&L. And so you need to be willing to take the risk to do that.
That's great. I want to talk about the future, which you mentioned, and planning and the pandemic, but just give a sentence or two about your mom, who I know is a huge inspiration to you.
Yeah. So my mom is brilliant. My mom graduated from, you know, college when she was 19 and has a master's in mathematics, and she was divorced with three girls by the time she was 30. And she was very clear with all of us that we were to be independent. And independent meant that, you know, we need to be find careers. We need to be educated. And she did that really in subtle ways as we grew up by, you know, I'd like to say one of the things she used to say to me is, why not? And then when I come in with a kind of whine of why I didn't want to do something or why I couldn't do something, she would say, why not? And she would push until we tried things that we didn't think that we could do. And then, you know, all the way through, she just set this expectation that you're going to go to college, you're going to be in a career, and you're going to be able to choose to be with a partner in your life, but you're not going to have to be with a partner in your life.
Let's shift over. We have about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about, you go into a pandemic. Now you have this intense customer focus. How did the customer focus change? The work focus change?
Yeah, well, you know, first, in the very beginning, I think like a lot of people, we were very focused on just safety, customer safety, employee safety. But we went into a pretty heavy communication mode with our customers, just, you know, and trying to understand what they were going through and how we could support them. And I think that just built bigger bonds. We had to prioritize where we're going to spend our money even more so than normal. You know, WEX has always been a growth company. As long as I've been here over 20 years, and we've grown every year except this year, you know, during the pandemic. And so we just had to learn different muscles in this year. And some of that was making sure that we retained our customers, that we're meeting their needs, and that we're moving money into areas that were going to create future growth opportunity for us. And at the same time being super resilient around not really being clear what the outcome was going to be, but making sure that the company was set up in a way that it could thrive in with multiple outcomes. You know, it's become a little bit clearer as we've gone through the pandemic what it's going to look like. But, you know, as we're starting this, it really wasn't clear, you know, what would play out over the next year. And so I'm really proud of how people have bonded together, how, I think we're coming out of this a much more resilient company, and I think that we've learned new muscles that we didn't have going into this. And the relationships we have with our customers, you know, are really strong.
Yeah. You have 1 minute left. Let's talk about the future and the role that WEX will play in the economy.
I'm always excited about the future. I'm particularly excited right now. You talked in the beginning about technology. You know, what is capable is just evolving. And so our capability and what we can do for customers is just increasing exponentially. And that's really exciting with, you know, for me, the introduction of artificial intelligence, the use of data that we have. You know, we have just so much data through our organization. It's allowing us to create products and options that we just hadn't envisioned in the past. And so I just see us doing more and more.
Well, Melissa, a real pleasure speaking with you. Great luck in driving the future forward. And everyone, listen. When you have a challenge, you're not sure of what to do, especially women, you want to become a CEO, say, why not?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Adam Blumenfeld. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing great, Robert.
And Adam is the CEO of Varsity Brands. You may or may not know the name, but this is It's really the largest company in this space, and they put together the uniforms for athletes for 55 million people, really, they're involved with, and they have three different business lines. So talk about what Varsity Brands is. I know it's about $2 billion, about 9,000 employees.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, I'm happy to. Varsity Brands is really the largest and most dedicated supplier to the educational and institutional markets in the United States. We have three primary divisions. BSN Sports is our largest, and it's a combination of apparel, equipment, really attempting to be a bit of a one-stop shop for what you would need for an athletic director or coach. Our Varsity Spirit business is invested in the cheer, dance, and band space, so it's really catering to that all-star gym owner or the cheer coach at the high school or the college. And then our recognition business is called Herf Jones. Been around for nearly 100 years, based out of Indianapolis, and it's everything from class rings and books to fine paper, diploma, you name it. So it's really a business that is really focused on elevating student experiences and taking care of the people that take care of our kids in the school, namely the administrators, the principals, the athletic directors that put in the deep hard work to make sure our kids turn out okay.
And so your first level of interaction in business are like Notre Dame, you know, U.S. Military Academy at West Point. You're dealing with the universities to a great degree, correct?
It's correct. You know, really the entire K through college ecosystem, we count as potential or existing customers, as well as out of school customers like park and recreation departments, gymnasiums, YMCAs, churches, you name it. Anyone that buys product in bulk, particularly if that product is customized, whether it's apparel or equipment, we do a tremendous amount of embellishment work to personalize and customize product for teams and groups, and increasingly so, particularly with COVID, shipping to homes and dealing with consumers that are looking to personalize and customize product as well.
And I'm thinking that the customization is exactly where everyone wants to go. And you really, you know, at Varsity Brands, you have a great reputation for quality, if that's the one thing I've always known about you. So how do you tie in all of the customization and modifications and quality?
That's a good question, and thank you for saying that. We have taken a great deal of our embellishment and production capabilities in-house, and this is how we've controlled everything from timely delivery and really trying to surprise and delight that customer to the actual embellishment itself, the quality of the product, the QC, really creating an end-to-end vertical experience. You know, when I started in this business 25, 30 years ago, I came into the business as in the BSN Sports segment where my father had actually founded the business back in 1972. And it was a vertical, one-stop shop, factory direct, remove the middleman, pass the savings on to you kind of model. And we've attempted to replicate to the degree we can that same vertical approach to the control of product, both in terms of its quality and its capability to be delivered on time. And it's been, you know, an advantage for us, I think, in the marketplace. And it fits the needs, I feel like, of where this entire industry and economy are headed, which is faster, custom, personal, and yesterday. So we're trying to satisfy those needs of the consumer and the schools.
Let's talk about 2020 and COVID. That changed the playing field for almost all of education, and a lot of sports never even happened. So how did you pivot your business when all of a sudden in March you find out that everything's changing?
It was genuinely a surreal experience. We were having record months in January and February, and then in March, everything stopped. As you know, our employee base transitioned to at-home work within 72 hours, courtesy of a really nice back-end technology backbone that we have at the company. And we've been at home for nearly 8 months. All of our major facilities are closed except for our production facilities, which have been providing an essential service. And we have invented more technology in the last 8 months than I think we would have invented in the next 8 years, by sheer necessity of staying in touch with our clients. because we had a choice. We could either furlough or terminate up to 2,000 face-to-face sellers that work in the marketplace, or teach them how to conduct virtual meetings, teach them how to create and use custom backdrops and ESPN-style professional press conference tools for our coaches and ADs, virtual thank you cards for our coaches, custom fit technology for our cheerleading division so that you can actually fit a student online instead of face-to-face, and virtual graduations where we actually helped 1,000 schools and more than 200,000 kids conduct a virtual graduation last May during the heat of COVID. None of this existed. And we got an MBA in what it means to pivot quickly and not just survive, but try to thrive through a pandemic like this.
How'd you do it? I mean, that's impressive that you're able to pull it together, but you're like driving, you're changing a tire on a car driving 60 miles an hour.
It's a great analogy. That's what we needed to do. And I think that, you know, that you hear that necessity is the mother of all invention. That could not be more true. We didn't have a choice. If we wanted to stay connected to what is a couple of 100,000 customers that we have, I mean, literally a school or an institution in every zip code in the U.S., we had to figure out a way to connect with them where they are, which is at home and on a computer. It doesn't matter that we can meet them at a McDonald's or a Starbucks. That wasn't an available opportunity. So, you know, thankfully, we've been building technology for the last 3 or 4 years through an innovation department at Varsity Brands that put us in a position to leverage a tool we happen to call Team Art Locker, which has the customized and personalized mascots, logos, slogans, and color palette for every institution we serve. So we were able to quickly pivot to a digital tool set that was all customized to the school's look and feel. And this became incredibly helpful and quite compelling to our clients. We never imagined in a million years that we would need to use this tool because no one could go to school. It just so happened that we were well positioned. And I have to give most credit and tribute to the people and our sales, marketing, IT, and digital teams. Really, it's a behavioral change, right? It's a change management process where, again, out of necessity, you just have to admit, I can't go see you in person. I've got to figure out a way to see you and conduct conversation with you digitally and virtually.
What are the core technologies you're using? Are you using augmented reality, artificial intelligence?
You know, I wish it were that fancy, Robert. But in fact, it starts with the basics for us. We use Teams, Microsoft Teams, as a connection hub. We obviously use Zoom with the schools. And this is how we create the superhighway. But the technology that sits behind it is all custom built. And so when we build this technology that allows us to repaint the screen in the colors of the school, or in fact show them what they're branding, we do a ton of in-school branding. So we'll come to a school that might look very plain Jane and completely recast the school with their logos on fields and walls and mascots on classrooms and anything that drives spirit, pride, and engagement on campus. Because we did the work to determine that if we drive spirit and pride, guess what else improves? Retention of those kids in class, the ACT scores go up, all of that stuff works together. So the technology that really we value the most and covet is our ability to customize and rebrand the school. And so during COVID, we launched PPE product, and we had signage, distancing signage. We invented an entire line of PPE masks, and it became a very significant part of what we were providing the schools during Q3 and right now during Q4.
I will say it's the ultimate in customer experience because you help them rebrand themselves. So we're about to go on a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy in driving this. We're going to talk about what it's like in a family business versus a large business. And we'll be back in a few with Adam Blumenfeld. Back in a few. Hi, this is Robert Rees back on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Adam Blumenfeld, who's the CEO of Varsity Brands. They're representing the 55 million youths, and they're really creating great experiences. They call it elevating student experiences, right? That's the heart of what you do.
That is certainly correct. Thank you.
For From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
So right before the break, we were talking about this whole transformation and, you know, your leadership philosophy during this transformation.
You know, we were, and I will tell you that we have pivoted quickly, and in terms of a leadership philosophy, it's you've got to be able to move at the pace and the urgency of the need. It's not about us. It's about our clients. And so if the focus is first and always on the customer, and we're asking the question every day, what do you need? How can we help you? How can we make this incredible experience we're all dealing with better from a business perspective and also a personal one? It helps inform the kind of technology we need to build. So when a cheerleading coach says, I can't get to my kids, but I have to put product on them for potential fall football games, we say, okay, we've got to invent technology that allows you to fit those girls remotely and send those measurements in so we can still produce product and have it delivered to you on time. So it's very much about working backwards from what the customer or the consumer needs and then building technology or building business process to satisfy that need.
That is great. So when you're doing this, you've changed your whole company. At a certain point, hopefully in a year or so, we're past COVID. How will varsity brands be different in emerging from the pandemic?
It's a great question because I don't want to lose, nor do our managers want to lose, many of the valuable tools and resources and lessons we've learned about serving our clients after the pandemic ends. There is a silver lining. So I expect we have become much more efficient and effective in some of our virtual meetings and how we tell our story and how we can scale the education to all of our salespeople about how we tell the story the same way. We're going to keep those components as a central tenet in how we come to market and how we train and hire our employees in the future. That being said, it will be a nice day, hopefully this summer or early fall 2021, when we're able to get back on campuses. We get the kids back on the fields. That's going to be a welcome day for everybody. So I expect that many components of what we do will come back to normal, but we don't want to lose the efficiency and effectiveness of online and virtual selling.
So let's now go into what it's like. Your dad was the founder of BSN, an iconic brand, which eventually turned into Varsity Brands. So what was it like growing up in that business? What did you learn from business, from being in a family business, and how that changes when you're in a private equity business, in a public company, the whole sense of your different philosophies and lessons?
It's an interesting journey that I've been on. You know, when I came into the business in 1990, the business had been public for 10 years. My dad's a real entrepreneur and maverick. You know, he started an industry that didn't exist. And I got to listen to, as a kid, all the conference calls, all the analyst calls, all the deal making that occurred in my house between ages 12 and 18. So I had an unfair advantage, I suppose, coming back into business because I learned a lot by osmosis. Growing up around someone that had literally invented not just an industry, but was really adept at how to talk to the public about the needs of the company and the needs of the customer. That being said, you know, we were public for an additional 10, 15 years before going private in the early 2000s. And it's a very different world in some senses. You're managing every 90 days and really loyal to the quarterly reporting that you're doing as a public company. But the pace of activity, I would tell you, for at least from my experience, is similar from the public world to the private world. When you're owned by private equity, and we're owned by Bain Capital today, which is one of the largest and best out there, I can assure you the pace and the urgency that is placed on good decision-making, good hiring, improving the business is quite similar to what you experience in a public world. It might not be as quarterly focused as we were as a public entity, but the annual results and the ability to keep making improvements has had as much of a spotlight on it as we ever had as a public company.
Let's now shift over into the concept of manufacturing. When we emerge from COVID, you've already talked about how some of your inner technologies have improved. You have this exceptional customer model. How do you think manufacturing as a whole can change, and what advice do you have to CEOs?
I'll tell you, there was the move pre-COVID. I started to see a lot more nearshore and onshore manufacturing occurring pre-COVID. And that has only accelerated as worldwide supply chains have been so challenging. What was really interesting about COVID is that China, of course, shut down first, but then they opened back up and the United States shut down. So there is value in maintaining redundancy. And I guess that's the biggest takeaway that I would have for anybody else, is that there's not just one answer here. We manufacture and embellish and produce a lot of product in our four walls so we can have control over our own destiny and deliver quickly. However, we have decorator networks around the country, and we have manufacturing hubs in the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Honduras, China, Vietnam, you name it. So I feel like the layers and the redundancy are essential to not just a global business, but a domestic one.
That is a great insight of the value of maintaining redundancy. Okay, let's go into, I want to ask you about a challenge you had other than COVID that you overcame or didn't overcome, and what lesson you learned from that. CEOs are always telling me, I learned so much from failures. So any lessons other than during the COVID time? You know, you've been, 27 years in business?
Yeah, you know, in 27 years, I've had my fair share of them. I can think back to our first private equity engagement after leaving the public markets, and probably had EBITDA of $35 or $40 million. And the first thing we did was try to install a new computer system. And EBITDA immediately dropped by 25%. My private equity partners walked in and said, are you sure you want to forge ahead with this? Or do you want to just cut bait and go back to a more traditional way of doing this? And we talked about it for a bit. And ultimately, I described to them, and my partners in the business described to them also, we've got to stay true to the vision we have for the business. That if we give up on this vision today at $25 or $30 million in EBITDA, we're never going to create the scale and the infrastructure to grow from what was a $250 to $300 million in revenue size kind of a company. We completed the project within 2 years. EBITDA had tripled from $30 to $90 million. So if we had stopped there and turned tail and run from that particular project, we would have given up so much in the way of upside, and also culturally, the confidence and conviction, the resilience that we were able to build through that difficult period. It's the kind of thing you lean back on in times like today when you need it the most.
Great story. So everyone, we have been listening right now with Adam Blumenfeld. What is your website if someone wants to go to Varsity Brands?
Thank you. It's varsitybrands.com, and you can go to our divisions at bsnsports.com, varsityspirit.com, or herfjones.com for any and all information about our company.
And there you have it. And everyone listening in, remember, you have to move at the pace and urgency of the need, whether you're in a pandemic or you're just trying to transform. Great having you on the CEO show, Adam.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.